show. We're launching into hour number two, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features you'll find completely free. That, again, freetalklive.com. We're starting things out this hour by going straight to the phone calls. Let's go first to right here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, the center of the nonviolent revolution, Puke, calling from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Puke.
Evening, sir.
Hey.
Good evening to you. I know you're calling for a reason, but since we have you on the line, and you are a relatively new, as in less than 5 days old, transplant to the great state of New Hampshire, and we all, both Mark and I, had the chance to meet you over the last couple days, I'd like to just find out how you've been feeling so far about your move to New Hampshire.
It feels great. It's not easy. It is, something difficult and a life-changing decision, but it's a really good thing. New Hampshire's a fantastic state as far as what I've seen so far. It was great to meet all these people that have the same ideas as I do.
What was that like for you? Because I remember what it was like for me the first weekend I was here in New Hampshire. I think it was like the second weekend that we were here, Mark, that they had the Monadnock Porcupines meet and greet, which is basically what happened over this weekend, where on every second Sunday of the month, everyone from the area sort of gathers together, or not everyone, but a good chunk of the activists from the area, because there were a number of people that weren't there. But a number of people gather together in order to say hello to anybody who might happen to be a new mover, like
nice
you,
thing.
Puke. And I remember being blown away by the amount of people who had all gotten together in the same place, all who were of a similar mindset. And I think you were experiencing something similar over the weekend. What was that like for you, sitting in Cheshire Pizza with about 20 people total?
Yeah, I'd say there's about 20. It was pretty surreal. Usually when you're in a group of people, like when I was at work, when I was in the military or something, I'd sit around and listen to people, and they would have completely contrary ideas whenever the subject of politics or whatever would come up. And it's fantastic to sit around and listen to people discuss things that they discuss the same things that you enjoy and feel passionate about as well.
And how exciting is it? How exciting is it to think that you're on the very beginning cusp of this entire movement? I mean, it's already to the point where it's just almost awe-inspiring when you first experience it. I mean, it'll become the norm for you over time. But imagine just the thought that you're one of the very first 200 people that have moved into the state as part of the Free State Project, to imagine another 1,000 people like that coming here, not just to the Keene area, but to all over the state, imagining just the wave of people that's inevitably going to be on the way, the wave of people that that think similarly to you. It's just awe-inspiring, isn't it?
Yes, it really is. It's almost overwhelming, but it's a wonderful feeling.
Nonetheless,
I can't wait to... What's that?
I was just going to say, you're here and you're getting your stuff unpacked and looking for some work as we speak, and getting yourself plugged into to a variety of things to do and that sort of thing. And so I just wanted to once again welcome you to the Keene, New Hampshire area. I think it's exciting to have you here and everybody else that's on the way. I mean, you made the move in the dead of winter. I expect we're going to see even more people coming come spring and summertime.
With the spring thaw, that's when they'll all be coming.
Yep. So, Puke, you were calling for a reason tonight. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just have some. I was listening to the Saturday edition on a podcast.
Yeah,
and you and Mark were talking about global warming, and somehow you got on the topic of why Greenland is called Greenland, and I just thought I'd call in and fill in some useless information for no reason.
Sure.
The reason it's called Greenland is because way back when, I don't know, hundreds of years ago, a lot of people were moving to the island called. It's now called Iceland, and that small island became too full of people because everybody wanted to move there from Europe, and so they changed the name of Iceland from whatever it was to Iceland, and changed the name of Greenland to Greenland.
That's
so
funny, because didn't somebody tell us that? Wait, didn't somebody tell us that story on Saturday?
Somebody did tell us that story on Saturday.
Did they? Oh, crap, I paused it too soon.
It's true? I mean, where did you learn that? Because it sounded kind of questionable to me, the whole story. Where did you hear that?
I have no idea. That's just some of the useless knowledge that's stuck in my head that if I ever get on Jeopardy or something, I can use, I suppose.
We'll have to check Wikipedia on that one, Mark, the history of Iceland and Greenland, because I don't know. It sounds semi-believable, but on the other hand, it doesn't sound really that believable. But nonetheless, Puke, good call. Thank you for it. We appreciate hearing from you, and enjoy getting settled in here in Keene. Thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231. So cool, Mark, that people are already coming up here. I mean, it wasn't just us. We're not the only ones who've moved early. There are other people that are getting their strings tied up, getting their things taken care of that they need to in order to move. It's a process. It really is process, uprooting oneself.
Not everybody's like Puke, just got out of the military and essentially, you know, able to settle wherever he wants.
He had the opportunity to move, and so why not move to New Hampshire? Of course, there are going to be a lot of people who are like Puke, a number of people getting out of the military, a number of other people who are perhaps in college or in high school who are also going to have a life-changing event coming up, which is graduation. They're going to be looking for something to do after that, and inevitably a number of them are going to end up here in New Hampshire. I think it's really exciting. Let's go all the way over to California and talk to Mike. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, two things. One really minor, the hat that you're talking about. First of all, the Canadian version of it is pronounced toque. And I don't think there's a difference between a toque and a stocking cap except for the name, the cultural difference in name.
Okay.
There might be a technical difference in the hat, but it is pronounced toque. But you guys were also just saying how it is indeed, or at least it can indeed be difficult to uproot your whole life to move to New Hampshire. It has to do with what values you prioritize.
Well, you know, very few things in life that are easy are worth doing. I mean, if it's difficult, it may actually be worthwhile. The road less traveled, so to speak.
I agree. And I think you were discussing it again, or actually arguing over it again, either Saturday or Friday, and the specific issue of leaving family came up.
Mm-hmm. I'm all for it.
And Mark?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm not all for it. It certainly depends on the circumstance. But Mark was all against it. Is that correct, Mark?
I think that the way it was presented at the time, especially when you're talking about kids being involved and that kind of thing, that's what bothers me. The idea that, you discuss it with your wife, she disagrees with the idea of moving to New Hampshire, the free state, and you pack up and, you know, leave the kids and the whole deal to move for liberty.
And the idea that you wouldn't do something like that bothers me.
Well, But that has nothing to do with family, Mark. That has to do with commitments you have made.
Okay. Did I say it had to do with family, or, you know, I mean...
But you did.
Did I indicate that it was commitments?
No, you said family, because you also brought into the fact your mother, as an example, and mothers...
Well,
and
it's the only family I've got.
Well, right, but now that brings me to my question, and it is directed at you, because I now know Ian's position. Why is family so important? It's kind of like race. Does it matter, or nationality? Does it matter to a person's intelligence or their value to you where they were born or what color their skin was? For that matter, why does it matter who their parents were or what siblings were? They had no control over that. And if you have, you know, a family member that you love, it's because you have similar values. If they have values that are antithetical to yours of freedom, why do you love them, and why must you be around them and make them happy?
Well, I'm not saying that you... When we're talking about family, like siblings and parents and that kind of thing, children are allowed, and it's fine with everybody. It's societal that kids move. And I don't think there's any problem with moving for the Free State Project if your parents don't agree. My mother does not want me to be here. I fly back to Sarasota once a month or once every 6 weeks.
Yeah, like a good little mama's boy.
Oh my God, I spend an entire $130 to go see my mother.
Yeah,
can you imagine?
I got a mortgage to pay. I don't know about you.
Oh, yeah.
That's
you rent.
Well,
things are so much tougher for you.
That's respectable because you have a relationship with your mom you want to keep, and you have values to be in New Hampshire, so you're doing both. But I thought what you were saying, I think it was Saturday, was that the family comes first.
He made it sound
that way. I think you put it better when you say commitments. When you have children, you've made commitments, and that's important.
What matters
are
not just
care.
Commitments. That's not true. What matters not just our commitments, but individuals. Not just individuals randomly thrown into a mix, which are what a family is. We'll come back with more. And Mike, if you want to hang on, you're welcome to 800-259-9231. Does family matter? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Shelly, you look Oh, wait, why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, F-A-N.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the Church Show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, and that does include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com, that's shrine.freetalklive.com, and get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th. That's this month,
Less than 2 weeks away, meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, Ron Paul, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum for more information and to get registered. And also, just to get the latest updates as far as the hotel possibly selling out. I don't think we're very far away from that happening at all.
That's not from what I understand.
FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum as we go back to Mike in California, back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Now we're talking about, does family matter? And I think, Mark, you're now clarifying your position to be what exactly on family?
Well, when we had discussed the moving of the Free State Project, and there was a gentleman who I believe was essentially going to leave his wife and kids to move up here for the Free State Project.
A courageous decision that I applaud.
And I don't know the specifics of his relationship or what's going
on
there.
No, you don't.
And
you certainly talked against him doing it.
And you certainly talked for it.
Yes.
How the hell can you come out for him doing this when you don't know the specifics of the circumstance, but it's wrong for me to come out against?
Go on.
That's true. I mean, he might have been leaving his family in a very bad way.
Or maybe his wife's a bitch and he can't stand her.
It could be either one of those.
He could be legit and really honoring the value of freedom, or he could be trying to honor the value of freedom and screwing over the commitments he made in the process.
I think the commitments that you have are important. As a matter of fact, if you have a company in some other state and you want to move to New Hampshire, you have commitments to some of those people that you, to some extent or another, that you've given jobs.
Mm-hmm, sure.
So, you know, you need to sort of, the more commitments that you have, the longer it takes to uproot and undo things. And I think if you have kids, especially young kids...
Oh, all right. Mike's gone.
I guess he's out of here. That, you know, those are important commitments that everyone should take into consideration.
Absolutely.
Of course, if they're not taking them into consideration, then there's a reason they're not taking them into consideration already.
I agree that you should take commitments into consideration, for sure. But what happens if, say, okay, you're here now, Mark.
I'm here now.
And you're here with your wife, your lovely wife, Laura. And you guys get along fine enough. And you're getting along so well, you're even talking about having a child together.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say that comes to pass, and you've got a little baby Mark running around, a little Mark Jr., or Marquette.
I'm looking for a little girl. That would be Marcy, would be the feminine of Mark.
So little girl running around, and Laura decides that she's had enough of this whole Free State Project thing, and she's moving her and Marquette down to Florida.
Uh-huh.
Do you go with?
Well, at that point, she would be making the decision, and she would have to fight me in court over Marcy and the custody thereof to be able to move and that kind of thing. So your scenario doesn't entirely play out.
You're saying she would be breaking her commitment to you.
Well, at this point, she's moved up here, yeah.
Right. She has moved up here, but perhaps that you know that she doesn't want to be here. You know that she would prefer you.
She would prefer to be in Sarasota.
Right. So you're saying that the fact that she made one commitment at this point in her life, she cannot ever change that commitment or else you're going to fight her in court.
I'm going to fight her for custody of my child. She can do whatever she wants.
I see. So, all right, so then it's not really that important. Not all commitments are that important, is what you're saying.
All, you know, I mean, there's
you're willing to break. You're willing to break
which
your...
Which commitment are you referring... What am I breaking?
Oh, your commitment to lifelong, what's the whole wife thing? You know, when you get married, there's the death do us part,
all clearly
that.
She doesn't value it. Why should I?
I see. Okay.
I mean, I don't see, no. I mean, so no.
And that's good that you have priorities when it comes to your obligations and your commitments. And I'm glad that you're more committed to yourself than you are to whatever it is your wife wants to do. I guess that's what I was concerned with.
Well, you have a commitment geographically. I'm committed to being right where I am currently. And if she moved up here to be with me, then she has made a commitment by her geographic, you know, by changing her geographic location to, you know, to decide that she's going to have a kid and then take the kid and move back to Sarasota. That's changing the commitment. She's changing what she's doing. I'm not changing anything.
I agree with that. I just wanted to see what you would do in that case. And
okay.
I'm glad you chose to stay in New Hampshire. So the other thing I wanted to point out was what Harry Brown's opinion is on family. And this is, of course, the late, great Harry Brown, former presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party. He wrote an excellent book called, oh gosh, it's called...
How to Be Free in an Unfree World.
How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World.
Yeah.
And in that book, he talks about these traps that people fall into in their daily lives without even realizing that they've fallen into traps. And one of the most profound traps that he pointed out that I agree completely with him on this, and some people would find it outrageous, but it was that family is a trap, in that people get born into what is essentially a group of strangers, and they feel this societal obligation to treat this group of strangers somehow differently than they would any other random group of strangers. And I think Harry points out that, you know, there are so many people in America, and I don't know if this is, I think it's a cultural thing, at least over here, where we just, even if you've got like an uncle that is abusive or just a bad guy, for some reason, because he's your uncle, he deserves better treatment than any other bad guy that's out there. And what Harry Brown points out is that that's just not the case. Even though he's blood, that's the only thing you two have in common. He's just some random schmo you happen to be thrown into a family reunion with.
I would agree with Harry Brown in that respect.
So you agree with,
to some
with
extent.
Analyzing individuals on their on what's good and what's bad about them, and making decisions based on individual relationships, and not necessarily favoring people because they happen to be in your family circle?
I believe that blood counts for something.
What?
Well, something.
It's just the random factor that threw you into close concurrence with this other individual.
But you've known them all your life.
Or have you been to a couple of family gatherings with that individual?
Well, the thing is if one of my, say, my cousins, mm-hmm. whom I've met a few times and talked to on the phone a few times more, mm-hmm. Decided to come to my house and live there and be a crack addict. Well, no, that's not going to happen.
Okay.
But at the same time,
live there?
I have known them for a period of time. No, I mean, not for any length of time. They can come stay for a couple of weeks mm-hmm. or something like that, but they're visiting. And then after that, at some point or another, we're going to have a conversation. Hey, you know, you said you were visiting, and now you're not looking so much like you're visiting and stuff. You're looking more like you're living here.
I see. So you'd give them the visiting based on the blood thing, but you wouldn't go any further than that.
Right.
Some people would just allow their family.
Some people do allow that, and that's just foolish.
Okay.
But
I wouldn't go as far as, like, my cousin, he's a socialist.
Uh-huh.
He's not coming to my house, ever.
I understand, and you don't have any...
I don't owe him squat.
It doesn't seem to me like you have any understanding of family relations. You don't care about it. It matters zero to you.
Because it's just blood.
And I think
it doesn't matter.
And I think that it's callous, and it doesn't take into account that you've known these people all your life.
No,
I don't
haven't
know any
known
of my
these
friends.
People.
I've
known my mom and my dad all my life. I've known my sister for a good chunk of my life. I know my grandma somewhat decently. But beyond that... The rest of them are almost total strangers. They just happen to be people that I've been at family gatherings with. That means nothing. What do you think? 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calvin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calvin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calvin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calvin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calvinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything, toll-free number for you, 1-800-259-9231. That's the Packet8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. And that does include archives. An entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. You just go and get them. That's all there is to it. Click and download and enjoy. FreeTalkLive.com.
Do you have a child in your life? Be they son, daughter, or sibling, give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. Give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's 800-657-5066.
So we're talking about my cynical attitude towards family. You don't like it, Mark. It makes you very uncomfortable, my attitude. You think that I hate my family, which is not true. I think that that's what you... at least that's how I feel like you
think. I do not think you hate your family.
Okay.
I think you're... I think you're just unfeeling.
No. I just treat them like I treat anybody else, any other individual. And
I think that's unfeeling.
No, it's not. It's the right thing to do.
Many individuals you don't know. Most individuals
right.
You don't know.
I get to know each individual as I get to know them, and then I make decisions based on my value set as to how much time I want to spend with those individuals. For instance, our board operator asks, he says, well, if you've known your abusive father all your life, should you have any more respect for that? And I say, of course not. He's an abusive guy. It doesn't matter the fact that he's got his a similar blood type running through his veins. He's a bad, bad man and should be treated as such.
Tell me about your mom. Is she a bad, bad woman?
No, she's not a bad woman. She's a nice lady,
mm-hmm.
and I like her enough.
I love you very much.
I love her as my mother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she did push me out of her crotch area
mm-hmm.
26 years ago. But she thinks I'm crazy. And she has, in a no uncertain terms, told me that that's how she feels.
Well,
and
she's also said that she...
What do I owe her?
She's also said that she's going to support you no matter what you do because you're her son and she loves you.
That's true, and I appreciate that. Thank goodness she said something like that, because otherwise I'd probably have disowned her.
So she said both of those things. So she may be somewhat concerned about your politics, but at the same time, she says she's going to support you no matter what because she loves you. When was the last time talked to your mom?
She has said that, and I did speak with her during the Christmas holiday.
The Christmas holiday, great.
And she has said that. However, she's also a liar, because whenever I come when I've come around to be around my mother, and I used to live in the same area as her, so I saw her more often back then. I would, as you might imagine, be interested in talking about things that I'm interested in talking about. Of course, she would like to know what's going on in my life. She asks all sorts of prying questions about my life and what goes on inside it. But when I try to, for instance, ask her questions about her belief system, she's not interested in talking about the things that interest me. And so you know what I told her? I told her, well, Mom, you know, if you don't want to talk about the things that interest me, you know, show some, at least feign some interest in the things that interest me, then I'm not really interested in spending any time with you, because if I don't get anything out of this relationship, why should I waste my time on it? And so I said that to her, and she said, oh, okay, that's fine. You can ask me some questions, because she didn't want to lose me, right? She didn't want me to go away. But then, of course, when we got back together the next time, I waited throughout most of the entire encounter answering her little questions about my life. And then I asked her a question, and she didn't want to answer it, Mark. So it's like the door doesn't swing both ways in our relationship, and I don't have much respect for someone like that. And it's okay. You know what? I don't mind. If you don't want to talk about what I want to talk about, I respect that and I understand it. Just don't ask me to spend my time on you. And when it comes to family and this obligation that people have with family they believe they have, if some long-lost uncle calls them up and says, hey, can I come crash on your couch for 7 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever, that they should allow that to happen because there's some sort of blood link? That's absurd. Who the hell is this guy, and why does he want to come to my house? I'd let a listener crash on my couch, presuming I had one, before I'd allow some uncle or cousin of mine. Who the hell are they?
I think that you and I agree that if you have a crack-addicted cousin that wants to live at your house, that you shouldn't do that. I don't think that a lot of people have that
particular
problem.
I'm saying I don't know who this person is. I don't know if he's got a crack addiction or what his predilections are. I don't know him. Therefore, I don't trust him.
Dealing specifically with the circumstance of your mother, though, you have a penchant for talking about liberty.
And yeah, can you imagine that?
I know
what I do.
I know you do. And I do, too. I do it for a living. 4 hours or 3 hours a night, 6 days a week, and it's important to me. But I try not to club my mother over the head with it.
I don't club her over the head. I ask a simple question. That's all I do.
That's because she's gun-shy at this point, my friend.
It's because she knows she loses every single time that I ask a question, and she's afraid of what I'll do
next. Of course she loses.
Yes.
You debate liberty for a living. I mean, it's what you do on a nightly basis.
Right.
She doesn't do that. Now, what if you had what if she had a penchant for talking about bowel movements? And
it
discuss, well, in your case, you kind of like
that. Tet a tet on that one.
You're right, hello. I shouldn't have
Let's
picked
go,
that.
Let's go, Mom.
Gosh, I stumbled into it there. Suppose she...
RateMyPoo.com. Let's go to the pump.
No.
You got something else you...
So, suppose she has a penchant for talking about something you find distasteful. And
okay.
God knows you don't find that distasteful. And you didn't want to talk about it every single time.
But I do it anyway out of obligation to my mother.
What's that? You talk about it?
Talk about the crap she wants to talk about.
I think that, she's probably...
The inane conversations, the filler conversations, if you will, the meaningless chatter. I have no problem spending time doing that.
You clearly have some problem
because she's my mom.
You have some problem.
Oh, believe me. I do it because it's Mom and no one else.
Good.
So, yeah, I do have a problem with it, but I expect a little, just a little reciprocation, and she doesn't want to give it. So screw her. Let's go to the phones and talk to Tony in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Tony.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, I pretty much agree with you, Ian. I don't know you guys, but seems like maybe Mark comes from a different kind of family or something like that, where, you know, maybe the communication's a little bit better or something like that. Now, my family, it's just most of them, I really don't feel like I can hang out with them. It's just like, you know, I go to their house, and it's like all they do is watch television. The kids play video games. The kids are all on Ritalin and stuff like that. So for me, it's just like that's unhealthy for me to hang out with.
Absolutely. It's a waste of your time.
Yeah, it is a waste of my time. And that's exactly how I feel, too, is, I sort of judge all these people just like anybody else and decide later on how much time I want to spend with them.
So you've essentially set yourself free from this this obligation that people in America feel like they have to their family. You've essentially cut yourself free from that string.
Hey, I'm 39 years old. I've always been that way. I don't know how I became that way. That's just how I became. And I feel much freer as a person. I mean, I see other people around that feel obligated to hang out with their family. I don't understand it, but I have grown up and seen some people that have better family life than I do. I'm not saying I had a horrible family life.
But you're different people. You aren't like them, and so why should you waste your precious time spending it around these people? You've just come to the decision. You've come to the realization, as Harry Brown puts it, points out in his book, that these are just people. They're just individuals and should be judged on an individual basis. Nothing else.
Exactly. Yeah.
Excellent, Tony. Any other thoughts for us?
I don't think so. I think I've about said it all for right now, and just look forward to listening to what you guys are saying later on.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. You know, Harry talks about it in his book, How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World, and it was nice reading that because I realized I wasn't alone. I hadn't really actually put it into words as he had at that point, but he's absolutely right. You know, family members are just people and should be judged on your value set and your values, theirs.
I understand what you're saying, but I think that there's certain levels of obligation. I don't go hang out at very many 65-year-old women's houses and just, you know, shoot the crap with them.
As Harry points out, even your parents, you don't have an obligation to them. They brought you into the world. It was their obligation to bring you up. There's no reciprocal agreement. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage
from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Your show, you bring up whatever you want. Toll-free at 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That number again is the Packet 8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we have there for you. They are all completely free. We do ask that you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, as over 320 of our listeners have decided to do, for as little as $3 a month. Now, Mark, $3 a month coming in. What on earth can we do with $3 a month?
Well, it's not just $3 a month. It's $3 a month from hundreds of people. And
it does add up, doesn't
and
it?
Sometimes more than $3 a month. Many people amp as high as $200 a month.
Not many people. There's one guy.
Many people amp more than $3. One as high as $200 a
month. Five is the next most popular increment.
That's fine.
Right.
Five's a good, nice, solid number.
Okay.
But either way, we use the money for advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live. We put ads in industry magazines, we do Google AdWords, we go to conventions to market ourselves amongst the radio people there,
yep.
Those kind of things. Stuff that really gets Free Talk Live out there. And it's the AMP program has been responsible for getting us on several radio stations.
Directly responsible.
Directly responsible.
And it's tremendous help to us, and it's a great way to spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide and as quickly as possible. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the program. You'll also learn about some of the perks you'll get access to as a Free Talk Live amplifier, and there's some nice little perks in there as well. But as you know, everything on our website is for free, so this is above and beyond all the great features that we give you for free. It's up to you, AMP. freetalklive.com. As we go to Mike in New Jersey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
I love your show.
Thanks. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just want to address the family issue.
Yes.
I think family has some good importance. Like, my parents are very important to me because they've raised me and they've taught me. And likewise, my siblings have, contributed to my life.
That's good. I think that's fine. If you've got a loving, caring family, then there's nothing wrong with reciprocating that. But all I'm saying is you shouldn't be feeling obligated to care about lousy people if your family happens to be made up of lousy people.
That's mostly what you're saying, but not entirely what you're saying.
I for the most part, agree with that. But I think bad uncles deserve some respect if your good parents have respect for them.
Why?
Why is that?
I just think, as important as parents are, it's a good idea to send respect where they send it in terms of...
But what if you know something about them that they don't? Like, what if you know that your uncle's a child molester and your mom, who's your uncle's sister, just won't believe it? Should you still respect him because your mom still does?
I think that's a fair cause for disrespect in my book.
Okay.
I'd also like to bring up adopted kids and adopted parents. What do you think about that, Mark?
I am adopted.
Oh, cool.
How interesting.
I think that's the same thing. Same thing applies. You should judge people on an individual basis. Your mom, she's not really your biological mom, but she's your mom. She adopted you, and she loved you as though you were her own.
Right. Well,
and
I mean,
that's what she deserves respect based on, not the fact that she's mom. It's the fact that she's the woman that raised you and cared about you.
Oh, I don't know the reasons that we're talking precisely. When it comes to family, they're very innate reasons that people have. But my concern is, you know, my relationship with my mom is really good, pretty good at the very least. I mean, she would much rather me live closer, but, you know.
She should move to Keene.
Well, we talked about that, at which point I'll have four movers for the Free State
it's
Project.
It's a beautiful place up here.
She's from Buffalo. She knows what snow's like. She can handle it.
This is nothing compared to Buffalo.
Well, not right now.
No, not ever.
In general, yes. Buffalo, Buffalo
nothing.
Gets dumped on a pretty regular basis.
Right.
But, it's my concern is really with you and your relationship with your parents.
Oh, that's so sweet, Mark.
I really, you know, it bothers me, and I know that you're a young guy, and I know that as people get older, you know, they wish that things were better. Like, I wish my relationship was better with my dad in my, you know, younger years.
Right.
And, yeah, you can't get it back.
That's true. Dad's dead.
Dad's dead.
Mike, any other thoughts for us?
No, I just wanted to stress that genes and blood are not what's important about family. That's all.
Individuals are what's important. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. And same thing with when it comes to siblings. I don't have that allegiance to my sister that a lot of people have for their family and everything. And that's come from just the natural way that I was brought up. It just comes from the relationships that have been developed, and that is that she's interested in the things she's interested in, and I'm not interested in those things, so I don't talk to her. I've got other people that are actually interested in the things that I am interested in that I deem it far more important to spend my time on. I'm closer to my roommate than I am to my sister. And what's wrong with that? Nothing.
And nothing's wrong with it, but I think that your life will be more fulfilled and you'll be happier if you have a better relationship with your
sister,
family.
With my family.
And
what do you base that on exactly, besides just pure emotion, besides the way things ought to be in Mark's mind, besides cultural influences? Is it actually based on any logic at all, or is it just emotion?
Continuity to some extent. I mean, you've known your sister.
Continuity? The only thing constant in life is change.
Understood.
Change is inevitable. She's grown up. She's a different person than she was back when we lived together.
It's nice to be able to talk to people about things that happened in the past. It's a fun thing to do.
I don't focus on the past. In fact, that's another thing that people should really try to let go of, Mark. In fact, yeah, I think we're reaching a point of fundamental disagreement here. The past is yet another trap that people fall into, and I believe Harry Brown outlines it in his excellent book, How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World.
To ignore the past is also a trap.
You should learn from the past, but to live in the past is another thing, and to reminisce and get nostalgic about the past. I'm sorry, I don't know about you, Mark, but I got emails to check today, and I've got things to do tomorrow. The past is done and over with.
I think by completely excluding nostalgia and reminiscence out of your life, that you're excluding a portion of life.
Oh, I agree. I understand.
I think there should be once every couple of years
I think there's a place for it. I just think that my place is much smaller than yours. For instance, Julia and I were reminiscing a little bit on how we first met. So that's fine. In that case, I'm doing it with someone I care about and have reasons to spend time with. I don't care about my sister.
She's nobody to me. Choose that. That's what you
right,
decided.
As I should, because I should choose to spend time with people that have something in common with me, rather than artificially spending time with people.
You do have something in common.
Blood does not count.
Living in the same, you grew up in the same house with her.
But it's meaningless now. It doesn't mean anything.
Whatever you decide has meaning. You're picking what has meaning.
Yeah. That's okay. I can pick what happens.
Right, absolutely. You can. Absolutely. I'm just trying to tell you that perhaps you will have a better, more fulfilled life if you pick some things that choose things to have meaning. Like, I grew up with this person, I should have some kind of semblance of a relationship with them.
Why?
Because of the ability to be able to talk to them about, hey,
but I have lots of people I can talk to.
Peanut butter in your hair when you were three. Ha ha.
That's not funny. And it's if I did something like that, it certainly isn't nice. Why would I want to dredge up something unpleasant like that?
Because it's funny and it makes you feel good.
Hmm.
The same reason that you would talk nostalgically about.
I can feel good without running through the nostalgia paces and without calling up some chick that I happened to live in a room next to for a number of years.
And I'm telling you that when I was in my late teens and early 20s, family didn't mean much to me. And I'm trying to impart to you that it grew in importance to me later. Mm-hmm. And I think it may grow in importance to you. I'm suggesting that you will have a better, more fulfilled life if you keep some kind of context, especially with your closest family members. Your dad, your mom, your sister.
Isn't it possible that you can
none
have
of whom
family
are bad
members?
People.
Isn't it possible that you can have family members who are closer in actual mental terms than blood terms? When you say close, you mean blood. You mean the people that you spend the most time with.
Right.
But isn't it possible that I could have, for instance, gelled better with one of my cousins over time and had a better relationship with one of them than my direct family?
Absolutely, you could have that. And essentially, you would be growing that relationship as that person as a friend.
Yes.
You know, more so.
That's what people should be, in my opinion. People should be friends with one another.
Well, but your mom is not your friend.
Based on individual values. That's right. She's not someone who I have very much in common with at all. And so that's why I choose to spend time on people who I do have things in common with.
You get to choose that. I just think you're missing something.
Trust me.
Okay.
It's much more fulfilling. I don't feel like a piece of me is missing. And if I do feel that way, Mark, I can always pick up the phone and she's seven digits away.
Unless she dies tonight.
Hey, it happens.
Hey.
I could have died last week.
Could have.
1-800-259-9231. I'm not racking my mind over it, though.
Well, over your own death, it really wouldn't matter because you'd be dead.
1-800-259-9231. Your thoughts on family, obligations, culture, whatever's on your mind goes. 800-259-9231. Also, Walmart saving the world. We'll tell you how it might happen. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.